Well, it's the new year. Okay. As I write this, we're actually a few days away from 2024, but look, just go with it for now, okay? Here's the question that I like to ask myself at this point in the year. All right, Morris, what you going to do differently in 2024 than what you did in 2023? It just constantly runs through my mind this time of year that if you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to keep getting what you've always gotten, right? I know you've heard that a bazillion times, right? But let's dissect that real quickly. Number one, this is not an invitation to become stagnant and think that you're going to continue to see the success of the past if you don't take time to plan for the future. And number two, it is a call for you and me to think about what we want for our future and how we're going to get it, because we've got to think about that, and then we've got to do things differently in order to make it happen. It is a call to look at your vision and make whatever changes you want to make and then adjust your strategy and your strategic action plan to get there. Here's the key. You have to stop and actually take time, carve it out, go away, you know, even if it's just to another room in the house or to another room in the office, go somewhere and specifically think on purpose about your plan for 2024. We're going to tell you exactly how to do that. Now, my recommendation this year, specifically for 2024, is to think about how you want to build memories with your family, the ones you love, the ones you're doing all this for, the people that you've been given to love, and the people that you are being loved by. What are you going to do to make memories for your family? Sometimes we tend to get tunnel vision on our business, and there are seasons in life where that's probably necessary. I know there have been for me. In 2024, I'm suggesting that in your planning, whatever season in life you're in, raise your family a priority notch or two on your priority list. Because as always, the question's going to come down to, how do you make all that happen? How do you do all that? How do you plan all that and then implement it? That's the practical question that we're going to answer in this episode. All right, here we go. Hi, I'm Morris Sims, and I'm the host of the Business of Sales podcast and the Travel Masters Learning Community podcast. I've been working with business owners and professional salespeople, and now specifically with travel professionals, to help them improve and grow their businesses. After 32 years in corporate life, that was it. I couldn't handle it. I retired and just started my own business. I got to tell you, I have never had this much fun in my entire life. So thanks for joining us today. Let's get this party started and help you get whatever it is that you want from your business. You know, many times when I'm working with my clients, I hear things like, Morris, come on, I'm doing all this for my family. That's what I do all this for. So everything that I do for my business is for my family. Yeah, I got it. That is certainly true. But it's also a cop-out. Of course you're doing this work for the betterment and maintenance of your family. I understand what you're saying. I used to say that all the way, exactly the same time, the same way all the time. What I learned is that my family would rather have more time with me than a fancy boat or a vacation or whatever, you know, thing or whatever it is that we're able to do because I'm working so hard. The family deserves our time and attention. Time and attention. Now, the first step in a good annual planning session is to look at your priorities, and that means reviewing your values as well. So what are your priorities for 2024? What are your priorities for the first quarter of the year? This is not some kind of academic exercise that consultants came up with just to justify their existence. It really is real. It's a real part of running your business like a business and not just reacting to whatever comes down the path every day. The point is this: planning your business is important, and it deserves your time and your focused attention. It's the basis for running your business like a business. If you don't do this, it's very, very difficult to run your business like a business. You wind up reacting to everything and not doing anything on purpose. And this whole thing of doing things on purpose begins with thinking on purpose about your plan for 2024. So planning for the future always begins with your vision, your what, your why, and from there, your priorities, right? Your what and your why. What do you want for your business? What do you want from your business? And why do you want it? Then you can think about priorities. Now, all that generally is based on your values. So when was the last time you took 5, 10 minutes to actually do a quick values exercise? Yeah, you have to do the exercise because, believe it or not, you really don't know what's important to you in this season of life until you actually go through this exercise. Yeah, I've done it 1,000 times, and it comes out similar but different every time based on what's going on in my life. So give it a shot. If you try and answer that question off the top of your head, you're probably going to list out the things that the world has taught us that we should value. You need to know what your real values are. So do this right now, please. Even if you don't do anything else that I suggest today, please take a minute and do the values exercise for you, your family, and your business. I really do think it's worthwhile, or I wouldn't be spending this much time on it. So here's the link. You ready? https://www. And here's the real good stuff. think2perform.com/values. think2perform.com/values. So it's THINK, the number two, the word perform, PERFORM.com/values. Run through the exercise. Yeah, I really believe you're going to be glad you did. It clarifies and allows you to focus on what you believe is really most important to you right now. So here you go. I'm going to be right here. I'm going to wait on you. You go on and do the exercise and come on back when you're done, all right? Go to it. Have fun. Well, okay, I hope you pressed pause and you got your exercise done. And then you came back. So with your values clearly in mind, take a look at them. Anything on there you didn't think would be on there? Is it arranged in the order that you think it would have, that you thought it might be? I'm looking for, do you look at that and say, wow, I didn't expect that? You very well may. And if you do, that's great. That just means the exercise was definitely worthwhile. And it's worthwhile even if you didn't. But anyway, enough on that. With your values clearly in mind, now you can start to identify your priorities. Where do you want to spend your time and your resources in 2024? That question actually is, where is your heart? You see, we all tend to spend the majority of our time and our resources. You can read that word resources as money. We spend our time and our resources where our heart is. So where is your heart? And what are your priorities around that? And this requires some brainstorming. So take out a piece of paper and a pen and start writing down the answer to those questions. Give yourself a block of time, say 10 minutes, and write down all the answers that you can think of that apply to you. Where is your heart in 2024? What do you want? Why do you want it? And what are your priorities? Once you know that, then you can choose the things you developed during your brainstorming and then choose the ones that are most important to you that you want to focus on in 2024. Now, the word is focus, not scan the landscape, okay? So you can have 2 to 4 things that you will call focus items, but you know what? In reality, you'll find that you can only truly focus on a couple of things. And you do that one at a time. So pick 4 things and then focus on the 2 most important ones. That's the way this works. So let's take a look at where we are. Number 1, you have identified your values and decided which values are in your top 5. They're all the things you value and they are all important. These are just your top 5. And those are the ones that you can use to direct your decision-making and your actions regularly in 2024. With your values in mind, you set your priorities for 2024. Those lead you to your focus area where you have four or five things, but you choose two to really focus on. And number three, you have reviewed and confirmed your vision, and that is, what do you want from your business and why do you want it? And you found the two strategies that you're going to use to build your strategic action plan. Okay, that's kind of where we are right now. So your strategy is how you're going to go about getting what you want, right? Two strategies, not five or eight or 10. Let's hold it down to two that you're going to plan on. You're going to put together your plan based on those two, and then focus your time and attention on that plan. So write out your strategies and edit them to get them concise. And create your idea is to here to create a direct answer to the question, how are you going to get what you want in 2024? So, all right, now let's start doing some specific action planning. You ready? Now, we're going to get into this part in much more detail in an upcoming annual planning workshop for the Travel Masters Learning Community. But for now, here's how you do this specific planning. And yeah, this is a system, so it has steps that happen in a specific sequence. You ready? Here we go. Number one, there are four separate areas to plan for: marketing, sales, administration, and implementation. You'll need a plan for each one of these, so take them one at a time. When you're finished, these plans should work together, but they operate independently. We'll talk about how that works later. For each area, write out the objective. For example, the objective of my marketing plan is to put my company in places where it and the benefits that we provide are going to be visible to our ideal client and draw them to us. Now, get specific about what you are going to do to make that objective happen. That's the plan. I mean, that's the action plan you're building here, right? What are you going to do to make the objective actually come about, actually happen, all right? We're talking about a list of actions and activities that you are going to do. I keep emphasizing that because this is not what I hope other people might do or what I expect somebody else to do or what I'm going to ask somebody else to do, and we'll see if they do it. No, no. These are things that you control, that you want to do, actions and activities that you control that you are going to do, all right? So that's what we're writing right now, is as many of those things as are necessary to get you to fill that objective. So it's things like marketing plan. I will post on Facebook and LinkedIn 3 times a week with posts that provide value to our ideal client. That could be a step in my marketing plan. That's one step. So what else are you going to do on social? What else are you going to do on social? Okay. What will you do to advertise the company? What will you do to promote your business? Ever been on a radio show? They're looking for people that want to talk. And you can talk about a lot of things that your business is involved with that people want to hear about. These are all the things that make up your marketing plan. Okay. Create your marketing plan, then your sales plan, then your administration plan. Your sales plan is the language and the words and the process you're going to use to help take a client, a prospective client, through the process to where they buy something, your time, your service, your product, and they become a client, okay? Administration is how you're going to get all the administration done. Used to call it the paperwork. How are you going to get all the paperwork done? Well, probably not much left in the world of paper anymore, but how are you going to get all the administration done? Because if it's just you, you might need some help. And a virtual assistant might be an action step in there that you want to think about. So using the example of the marketing plan, create an action plan for each of the three areas of your strategic action plan. Do it in the same way, right? But number four, don't forget about implementation. That's the plan that says, this is how I will implement and start using all the things that I've planned in my strategic action plan. So what it says is on January the 22nd, I'll I'm committing to start my marketing plan, right? And on the whatever. But you get real specific in that implementation plan about when you're going to actually start doing it. I don't know about you, but I've created a lot of action plans that sit on the shelf that I never actually implement. And that's kind of a sad state of affairs, isn't it? But yet I do it. And there's some good to that. I mean, the planning process itself is worthwhile. The planning process itself is always worthwhile. Well, once you create that plan, you ought to at least try and put it into place, right? You ought to at least try and give it a shot. And that's what the implementation section does. It gives you a place and a time to say, this is when I'm going to do this. Not that it's a nice thing to do and I'm going to think about it sometime in January. No, January 22nd is the day that we're going to change the business and start doing it this way. All right? So get specific about an implementation plan and then make a commitment. Only when you do that are you going to get any real results out of it, okay? Now, one last word on creating the strategic action plan. We all tend to think that we can do more than we can actually do. It's like when you say, you know, I'm excited about this marketing idea. Man, this is great. I got to get out there and be visible. I can post every day on LinkedIn and Facebook. And then I put that in my plan and I don't really consider what it's going to cost me to do that. But Morris, Facebook doesn't cost anything. No, it doesn't. But it costs your time and your ability to think about it. Doing anything every single day that requires action, thinking, and creativity takes a lot of work and energy. Really, it does. It takes significant time. So maybe you plan for posting twice a week instead of every day and see how that goes. Give that a shot before you commit your time, your energy, and your resources to doing anything daily, okay? Let's make sure you can handle whatever it is that you plan. Plan less and add to it if you find later on that you've got the time and the ability and the resources to do that. Plan a little less maybe than you think you can do and then build it up if you need to as you go forward, okay? But you don't want to plan so much that you get into it and you, oh my God, this isn't going to work. I can't do this. This is too much. Obviously, this planning thing is a stupid idea. Morris is going crazy. No, don't go that far with it. Don't let it go that far. Don't build a plan that is impossible to implement in the real world, okay? Build one that is real. Plan less and then add to it as you go along if you want to, all right? Now, I know you still have questions. And if you don't, you're going to have questions when you start taking the action to plan your business. So we have an annual planning workshop for Travel Masters Learning Community members in mid-January to walk you through the process and help you plan for your business for 2024. We're going to do that in January 16th at 7 p.m. January 16th at 7 p.m. We'll work with everybody that's there to get your plan outlined. It may take us an hour, may take us an hour and 15, may take us 2 hours. I don't know. But all of you are members of the Travel Masters Learning Community. Hey, put it on your calendar and join us for this workshop. I think you'll be really glad that you did. Now, that's it for planning today. Best wishes to you and your family for this new year. I know it's going to be a great one. 2024 is looking like it's going to be the best year in a long time. So make it your best year. And until next time, I'm Morris Sims.